Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir, Daf Dalet, and we will begin on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. At the end of our previous shiur, we had learned the machlokes of Rav Shimon and the Rabbanim, where somebody accepted upon themselves Naziris, but only by saying that they're going to keep one part of the, only one halacha of the Naziris. Does that automatically make him a full-fledged Nazir? That is the opinion of the Rabbanan, whereas the opinion of Rav Shimon is that even if he accepted only one part, one halacha of the Naziris, then he has to follow maybe even just only that halacha, but certainly he's not a full-fledged Nazir. Ask the Gemara, my tam de Rav Shimon, why does Rav Shimon hold, ask the Gemara, that one is not considered a Nazir unless he takes upon himself, all of the halachas of a Nazir? Says the Gemara, Amakra, the pasuk in the parish of Nazir says, Kol yimei nizroi, mikol ashiyas megefen ayayim mechatzanim v'adzog lo yoichel. The fact that the pasuk uses the word mikol, says Rav Shimon, that the mikol comes to teach us that he doesn't become a Nazir unless he accepted upon himself all of the halachas that apply to a Nazir. Ask the Gemara Rabbanan, who say that even if you just accept one of the halachas of a Nazir, you become a full-fledged Nazir. My Tama, why is that the halacha? Says the Gemara, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Miyayin v'sheich yazir. The Torah is telling us that a Nazir has to separate himself from wine and all grape products. Why does the Torah have to say that? The Torah already said, Mikol ashiyas megefen hayayin, that anything that's a grape product, the Nazir may not have. So why did the Torah have to, why does the Torah single out this halacha? Says the Gemara, the reason the Torah singles out this halacha to teach us that even if he took upon himself just partial halachas of Nazir, he's going to be considered a full-fledged Nazir. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon, Namik Seh Miyayim V'Seich Yazir, the pasuk that the Rabbanan are using is a pasuk that's quite obvious, is there to teach us something. Why? Because otherwise, why would the Torah repeat the halacha that a Nazir may not have any grape products? Answers the Gemara, Homer Bailei La'esa Yayim Mitzvah K'yayim Rishos. Answers the Gemara, that what Rav Shimon is going to tell us is that this pasuk is coming to teach us that not only wine that one is not obligated by halacha, by mitzvah, to drink, may a nazir not have, but he's not even allowed to have wine that involves a mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, what wine do you mean when you say wine of mitzvah? Mahi, what wine are you referring to? If you're going to tell me Kiddush v'Avdalta, that wine that we drink by Kiddush and Avdala, and the Torah is teaching us that a Nazir is not allowed to have wine for Kiddush Avdala, says the Gemara, Harei Mushba v'Oymer Allah Mahar Sinai, and there are many ways of learning the Gemara. We're going to learn the Gemara like Tosfos learns the Gemara. And Tosfos says the Gemara's question is there an obligation, midaraisa, to drink Kiddush v'Avdala, that the Torah would have to come and tell us that the Nazir doesn't drink that wine? The chiyuvim of the, we make Kiddush Avdala, but the chiyuv of drinking wine is only a chiyuv midrabanan. And the Torah is not coming to tell us that the Nazir may not drink something which he's only obligated to drink midrabanan. So that can't be what the Torah means to say with that pasuk, ask the Gemara. So there are several. The Mefarish, however, says that a different pshat, that the mitzvah kiddush is a mitzvah deraisa, and therefore he learns pshat in the Gemara that the Nazir should be permitted indeed to drink the wine. In other words, the way he learns the Gemara is, how are we saying that the pasuk is teaching us that the Nazir is not allowed to drink the wine of Kiddush Avdala Why not? There's a chiyuv deraisa. Therefore, according to the Mefarish Rashi's pshat, the halacha would be that a nazir, even though he's not allowed to drink and have any wine products, he would be allowed to have kiddush. There are many pshat, there are many difficulties with this pshat to assume that there's a chiyuv deraisa to drink wine. Because Taisus Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuvav says that even if we'll say that there's a mitzvah midaraisa to say kiddush of wine, the mitzvah to drink the wine is certainly only midrabbanim. So even if we'll tell the nazir that he's not allowed to drink wine, he won't be absent from fulfilling the mitzvah midaraisa of kiddush. The Shita points out that even if there's an obligation to drink the wine of the kiddush, only one person has to drink it. So therefore, the nazir could be fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush and let somebody else drink the wine. Or he doesn't even have to recite the kiddush. He can listen to someone else say the kiddush, and that person will say the kiddush, and that person will drink the wine, and he's not obligated. The Shagas Ayah then goes on to say, well, what will be if the nazir is alone? And even if we'll say that there's a mitzvah midaraisa to drink the kiddush wine, he says, the Shagas Ayah, that how much wine must one drink of the kiddush wine? He says he only has to drink a maloy lugmav, a cheekful of wine, approximately 2 to 3 ounces. Whereas the amount of wine that a nazir gets malchus for drinking is a revius, which is much more, approximately 4 or 5 ounces. So says the Shagas Ayah, even if we'll say that there's a mitzvah to drink the wine, the nazir is not violating his naziris technically, because the naziris is only violated if he drinks a revius, and in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush, he only has to drink a maloy muglav. Says the Divrei Shaul, in order to answer all these questions, that even if one is not obligated to drink the kiddush wine, or even if we'll say that he's only obligated to drink maloy lugmav, says the Divrei Shaul, he must say kiddush over a cup of wine that is royal shtia, suitable for drinking. Says the Divrei Shaul, that Rashi and Mefarish is saying that if the naziris is effective on kiddush wine, it would prevent him from fulfilling the mitzvah kiddush, because even if he could drink maloy lugmav, or he could give the wine to another person to drink, since he can't drink the entire cup of wine, says the Divrei Shaul, when one makes kiddush on a cup of wine, he has to be an individual who should be able to drink that entire cup of wine. And here, the nazir can't drink that entire cup of wine. Of course, the Divrei Shaul's answer is somewhat good, but it doesn't completely answer all our questions, because he doesn't answer the question, what would be the halacha if somebody else is making the kiddush, and the nazir is being yoytze with that person's kiddush? So that person who's not a nazir could indeed drink the entire cup of wine and doesn't prevent the nazir from being mekayim the mitzvah. But as we said, Taisus Pshat in the Gemara is the opposite of the Mefarish. And Taisus Pshat in the Gemara is that what the Gemara means to say is that is the chiv of drinking wine a chiv deraisa, that we should say that the pasuk is coming to tell us that the nazir is allowed to drink wine, the entire chiv of kiddush is not a chiv deraisa. The Taz says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Ein Aleph, Sifkotin Yotes, says, "My sabal yodei b'medinas Merin." Says, "I was once in this country, in the city of Merin, and I made kiddush on a cup, assuming that it was full of wine, and then it turned out that it was full of water. And then there was another cup on the table, which is full of wine. And once I made the kiddush on the water, the question was, what should I do?" So he said that I could drink, he thought that I could drink, even though that was not the cup that he had made kiddush on. But since, as we're learning in our Gemara, according to Tosfos, the entire chiyuv of drinking kiddush wine is only chiyuv rabbanon, and therefore, what the halacha is, the Taz says, what I thought the halacha is that I should drink, the midrabbanon, one should drink wine after the making of Kiddush. But it's not necessarily required that that should be the cup that he makes the Kiddush on. And he brings a raya to this opinion. He says, because the halacha is that let's say somebody did make Kiddush on a cup of wine, and before he had an opportunity to drink it, the entire cup spilled out. So the halacha is that all you need to do is make a bari priya gofen on the second cup of wine, but you don't have to recite the entire Kiddush again. Because the obligation, and this is very much consistent with the way we've been learning the opinion of Tosfos, the obligation to drink the entire cup, to make the Kiddush on the wine, is only midrabbanan. But then the Taz quotes the Piski Maroi, who disagrees. And he says that even on midraisa, the chiv of Kiddush does not require the wine. He says that doesn't make a difference. The midrabbanan obligation requires wine. And since midrabbanan, you have to make Kiddush on wine, if it turns out that you made Kiddush on water instead of making Kiddush on wine, you would have to make the Kiddush again. And he brings a nice raya. He says that on Rosh Hashanah, we blow many tekiyas and shvarim and truah, many, many more than the Torah requires. And what would be the halacha if somebody didn't make those tekiyas properly? The halacha is that we have to repeat them, even though the entire obligation is only midrabbanan. So, but the Taz says that the comparison is not really correct, because we know that Rosh Hashanah, we have the Tekiyas de Miyoshev that we blow before Shmon Esrei, and then we have Tekiyas de Mumud. Some places have the custom that they blow both by the Shmon Esrei that each one of us is davening individually, and by the Chazar Sashatz. Some places have the meaning that they only blow by the Chazar Sashatz. What would be halacha, says the Taz, if during the Shmon Esrei one blew the shofar improperly? So he has to repeat the blowing of the Shmon Esrei, but he doesn't have to repeat he has to repeat those tekiyas to make sure that he does them correctly. But he wouldn't have to blow, he wouldn't have to daven Shmon Esrei again. So we see here too, you have to maybe make another Bari Priya Gofen, but you wouldn't have to repeat the Kiddush. However, after going back and forth, he does say that the halacha is that since the halacha is you have to have Kiddush alayayin, as Chazal explained, Zachreyu alayayin, therefore the halacha is that the Kiddush has to be done properly. And if the Kiddush was not done properly, even though it was a mistake, it doesn't make a difference, says the Taz, you would have to repeat the Kiddush. And that's the way the Magen Avraham also paskins. And similarly, there's a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos Chaim Shaul, where somebody made Havdalah over a cup of wine, and then he realized that it was not a cup of wine. There was a case where it was a cup of vinegar. The halacha is that when he recognizes that, he would have to bring a cup of wine and say the Bari Priya Gofen again, and not only say the Bari Priya Gofen again, but say the Avdalah Bracha again. He does, however, indicate that you don't have to repeat the Bari Mareish or the Bari Mina Psamim, because that is certainly not an integral part of the Avdalah. And you yoitz the mitzvah Avdalah even without them. But the Kav HaChaim, interestingly, brings the Chidah, who says that let's say somebody doesn't have on Motzoi Shabbos any wine available, and he doesn't have any beverage available over which he can make Avdalah. He says that you can make Avdalah without any beverage, because the obligation, the wine, as we're learning in our Gemara, is not the most important part, not the derisa de gepart. And therefore, since it's not the derisa de gepart, the halacha will be that you could make the Havdalah without it. The Achronim ask that the halacha is that the Yerushalmi says that if somebody made a shvua that he won't eat matzah, then he's not allowed to eat matzah on Pesach night, even though there's a mitzvah say deraisa of eating matzah, since the shvua that he made wasn't limited to Pesach by night, rather the shvua he made was a shvua that should be relevant to the entire year. So since the shvua is relevant to the entire year, it's also effective for Pesach by night. So as the Achronim, even according to Rashi Mefarish, who we just learned his opinion is that drinking the wine by Kiddush, by Avdallah, is a chiv deraisa, but the Nazir made a shvua that he's not going to drink wine. That shvua, that Naziris, is not limited to the Friday night, to the Matzah Shabbos. That's all year round. And therefore the halacha is that if it's just like the Matzah Shvua is effective, here too it should be effective as well. Says the Tumim, that what, in answer to this question, when does the Yerushalmi say that such a Shvua would be effective? The Yerushalmi is speaking strictly when somebody made a Shvua during the year. During the year, it has nothing to do with Pesach. During the year, we're not thinking about Pesach. And therefore, since the Shvua at that point has nothing to do with Pesach, and it becomes effective, it's effective for the entire year. However, when we speak about Shabbos, every week we have Shabbos, Kiddush and Avdallah. And therefore, a Shvua not to drink wine, if we hold that the chiv of drinking wine, as the Rashi Mefarish obviously does, is a chiv deraisa, would not take effect. And therefore, it would not take effect, and it would not be similar to the Yerushalmi. The Brisk Rav, in looking at the Gemara, asked, indeed we have a locha, Mishmav Oymed Har Sinai. He says, but when we speak about Naziris, and we've spoken about this concept more than once in our shiurim, the Naziris, the typical Kabbalist Naziris, is not that the person said, I'm not going to drink wine. And now we have an issue, Ayum Mushbav Ayum Mahar Sinai, that you have to drink, according to Rashi, wine Friday night. This person, asked the Brisk Rav, took upon himself that he's going to be a Nazir. One of the halachas of a Nazir is that he's not allowed to drink wine. So why would this be a contradiction to Mushbav Oymed Mehar Sinai? Says the Gemara, says the Brisk Rav, there's a whole new understanding in Mushbav Oymed Mehar Sinai. He says, what does Mushbav Oymed Mehar Sinai mean? That means that a person will learn Masech Nadarim, now with Baruch Hashem, learning Masechta Nazir, says the Brisk Rav, what the Torah is teaching, what the concept of Mushbav Oymed Mehar Sinai really teaches us, is that on certain subjects, the Torah says you can't make a neder. And something that we're obligated to do, midaraisa, a neder can't be effective. It's a meaningless statement. And if we're Mushbav Oymed Mehar Sinai, according to Rashi, Pshat and our Gemara, to drink wine by Kiddush, to drink wine by Avdallah, the Naziris can't be effective. Ella, says the Gemara, but no matter what pshat that we learned, whether we learned Rashi's pshat or Tosfos' pshat, the pasuk that's telling us that a Nazir is allowed to drink wine can't be referring to that wine. Rather, says the Gemara, El Kihad Amar Rava, it's referring to what Rava taught us. If somebody made a shvua, sheshta, somebody made a shvua that he will drink wine, and then, so therefore, he has now an obligation to drink wine. For chaza v'ama reini nazir, and then he said, "I'm going to become a nazir." And we know that a nazir may not drink wine. Says the Gemara, "Asa naziris v'chayla shvus." The fact that he took upon himself to be a nazir is effective over the shvua, and he can't even drink that wine. Says the Gemara, if that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, Rabbananami, Hamibay Le Lasiyai Mitzvah Kiyayin Rishus. Im Kain, so if that's the case, how could the Chum come to say that the pasuk is coming to teach us that if you take upon yourself one din of the Naziris, you become a full fledged Naziris? Answer the Chachamim, Im Kain Lemikra Miyayin, Mai Vishachar. Why did the Torah have to add the word Vishachar? Says the Gemara, Shamat Minotati. From here we learn two halachas. From the word yayin, we learn that the nazir may not drink even yayin shal mitzvah. And sheikha, we learned that if somebody took upon himself to be a Nazir, even for one halacha of the Nazir, he becomes a full-fledged Nazir. Says the Gemara, Ule Rav Shimon, but according to Rav Shimon, whose opinion we've been studying for 2 days, Rav Shimon says that you don't become a Nazir just by accepting upon yourself one of the halachas of Naziris. So the word Yayin is coming to teach us that a Nazir may not have Yayin Shal Mitzvah. But what does the word Sheikha come to teach us? Says the Gemara, the reason the Torah used the word Sheikha, to teach us what type of alcoholic beverages a Kohen may not drink as he enters the Beis HaMikdash. The Ksiv, where the Torah speaks about a Kohen, where the Torah says to Aaron's children that they may not do the Avodah when they are Shesuei Yayin, when they have drank wine. The Torah Kedosha says, Yayin v'sheikha al teisht, ato uvenecha itcha. From the word Sheikha, that we learn by the word which is stated here by Nazir, we learn what are the types of beverages a Kohen may not eat. Ma Nazir Yayin hu delitzer, that a Nazir may not drink wine. Avos shar mashkin loy, other beverages that intoxicate are not also to a Nazir. Aflakabe migdish, nami yayin hu delitzer, only wine is prohibited. Avashar mashkin amishtak loy. The Fukim and Rabbi Yehuda, and this according to Rabbi Shimon is coming to teach us a halacha different than what Rabbi Yehuda says. The Tanya, because Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ochel Dvei L'Kilis, if somebody ate a fig that comes from the city of Keila, which intoxicate, or Shosu Dvash V'Cholav, or he drinks honey or milk that also have the characteristic of intoxicating, V'Nichnas L'Migdash, and in that state, he went into the Beis HaMikdash and did the Avoida, he's Chayiv. And that's why we're learning here that he's not Chayiv. So the Gemara brings another way what to learn from the Pasuk Mishaycha. Iba Yisema, that what the Torah is coming to teach us with these Pesukim, is Yayin, again, is coming to teach us that another may not drink Yayin Shon Mitzvah, and Sheikher is coming to teach us Rav Shimon Lesley Issachal El Isser. That's something that's already usher. This is something that a sugya that comes up often in Shas. If something is already usher, then another isser cannot be effective on it. The Tanya of Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon indeed teaches us, if an animal became a nevela before Yom Kippur, and now Yom Kippur comes, and on Yom Kippur, of course, we may not eat, the halacha is that ein isser chal al isser, and the isser Yom Kippur will not be chal on the isser nevela. What about if it became only a nevela on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara Masech the Yuma, and the Rishonim discussed this, that since before Yom Kippur, although it wasn't also because it was a nevela, but it was also because it was Eva Menachai, it was a living animal, so it also was already Osir. And therefore, we would apply the halacha of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. That's the way most Rishonim hold. There are some Rishonim actually who hold that even though Rav Shimon's saying that an animal that was nevela before Yom Kippur doesn't become us on Yom Kippur because we say Ein Issachal Al Isser, Rav Shimon will agree that if the animal only became a nevela on Yom Kippur, then it would be usher because the two Isurim came at the same time. Or some suggest there will only be usher of Yom Kippur because the Issa Yom Kippur preceded the Issa Nevela. Or Rabbanan, who hold that somebody becomes a Nazir from the accepts upon himself one halacha of the Naziris, becomes a full-fledged Nazir. Ask the Gemara Kol Ksiv, Mikol Shiasa, Megafin Hayayin. What would the Rabbanan do with the Pasik that Rav Shimon used to teach us that you have to accept all of the halachas to be a Nazir? Answers the Gemara, Amalach Rabbanan, Hasam Limud, Al Isurei Nazir Shemitzar from Zem Zeh. They say that pasuk is coming to teach us an entirely different halacha, that a Nazir who ate a half a kezias of the skin of the grape and a half a kezias of the pits of the grape, he's Chayim Malkus. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon asked the Gemara, Lesleitzirif. Rav Shimon, where will he learn this halacha? Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon won't learn this halacha, because Rav Shimon actually holds that you have to have, you don't have to have tziruf. The Tanya of Shimon Omer, kol shulamakas. Even if you eat the slightest amount, you will chayv makas. V'lo omer kazayas, the only reason kazayas was stated, elin carbon. And therefore, he won't require a pasuk to teach us that you need, that you have tziruf. The loch is, you don't have to have a kazayas. And the way to understand it, explained the Rishonim, is when is malchus administered? Malchus is given when somebody did the Aveira b'mezid. So somebody did the Aveira b'mezid, he did the Aveira intentionally, he deserves malchus even on the smallest amount. Whereas a carbon is only brought when he ate when he did a b'shogig. And since he did a b'shogig, so the entire point of the carbon is only a kapara. And since the entire point of the carbon is a kapara, so when you did a significant aveira, that means you ate a kazayas, so then you need a kapara. But otherwise, you don't need a kapara. Hareni kishimshu kumenan noyachu kumen delayla. We're going to speak now about a unique type of naziris. That's called naziris shimshin. And before we speak about the halachas of a nazir shimshin, we speak about with what expression does one become a nazir shimshin. Says the Mishnah, if somebody said, Hareini kishimshin, kebem menoyach kebal delayla, and he said these words, kamish shokadalsas azo, Shimshin, we know, was the one that lifted up the gates of the city of Azar. Kimishin Nukru Plishtim Seinov, or he says, I'm going to be a nozzle like the one who the Plishtim poked at his eyes. Harezen as a Shimshin, he becomes a nozzle Shimshin. There's a very fundamental question in understanding this Mishnah. But the way we'll pose this question is with a very interesting Shiloh that was discussed. In the time of the Goyim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael were called Negidim. And it's similar, the Mefarshim explained, to the position of the Reish Galusa that we often speak about at Shas and Bavel. The last of the Negidim was an individual whose name was Reb Yitzchak HaKoyin Shaul, who was obviously a very great individual, a great supporter of Torah, who ultimately left Bavel and came to live in Eretz Yisrael. He left Mitzrayim, left Egypt and came to Mitzrayim. As he lived there, there was a suggestion that individual should be appointed to be a dayan. This Nogid felt very strongly that he should not be a dayan. And in order to make his point known, he made a neder that if this individual will be appointed as a dayan, he said, Hareini nozer kishimshin. Ultimately, the Nogid himself and everybody decided that this Talmud Chacham was worthy to become a dayan, and he was appointed a dayan. But now the question was, is he a nozer? Because he said, nozer shimshin. Because he said, I'm going to be a Nazir Shimshin if this person is appointed to be a dayan. And as we're going to learn, a Nazir Shimshin is a type of a Naziris that can never be lifted. So was he now going to be a Nazir forever? And the Gedolei Yisrael of that time debated this question, is this Nogid now obligated to be a Nazir? And the debate was based on how to learn Shat in our Mishnah. When our Mishnah spoke about the person being a Shimshin and saying, Hareini kishimshin kebem menoyach kebal delayla, does the Mishnah mean to say that each one of these descriptions is adequate to become a Nazir? If that is the case, then he's a Nazir, and then this person would have been a Nazir also. That is actually the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Naziris, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yudalit says, Misham Hareini Nozer Kishimshin, Harezu Nozer. So we see that the Rambam's opinion is that just one statement is enough to make you into Nozer. However, there are other Rishonim, the Mari Berav, disagrees. And he says that what the Mishnah here means to teach us is that one is not a Nazir unless he takes upon himself all of the... What is that Nazir Shimshon? Unless when he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir Shimshon, he said all of these statements. And if you didn't say all of these statements, you would not be a Nazir. And begins the Gemara. Lama lemisni kol halein. Why did the Mishnah have to teach us all these different descriptions, asked the Gemara, of Shimshon? Diyama kareinike Shimshon, have a minute Shimshon achrina. If he would have said just the word Shimshon, I would think that it means a different Shimshon. Kamash melon. That's why he has to say Keben Menoyach. Here it seems that the Gemara actually is saying you have to say all the descriptions. Itar Keben Menoyach, Havamina, Ika Demiskri Hoko, that there are other people whose father's name were Menoyach. And therefore, that's the person who he's referring to. Kamash Malon, that's why you have to say Kabal Delilah, Ukami Shinokar Plishtimus Einov, that this and that. When you say all of these descriptions, that's clearly an indication that you meant Shimshon, the Nazir Shimshon. Ask the Gemara, ask the Mishnah, as we said. So now we know that there's a concept of a Nazir Shimshon, and there's also a concept of a Nazir Olam. The definition of a Nazir Olam is a person that said he's going to be a Nazir forever. What is the difference in Halacha? Ask the Gemara, Mayim ben Nazir Olam leNazir Shimshon? So Tosfos points out that there's a very important nafgamina, which our Mishnah doesn't seem to mention. The halacha is that, as we learned extensively in Masechta Nedarim, that when one makes a neder, he can be matir neder. A nazir oilam is a type of naziris that you can be matir. A nazir shimshin is a type of naziris that you can't be matir that neder. So why doesn't the Mishnah, ask Tosfos, mention this very important distinction? So Tosfos answers that our Mishnah is not focused on how somebody lifts his Naziris. Our Mishnah is focused on how somebody observes his Naziris. And that's why the Mishnah mentions the various halachas that how that happens. Why indeed is the halacha that a Nazir Shimshon cannot have Hataras Nadarim? Because, explains Rashi in Masechta Makkos, how did Shimshon become a Nazir? Shimshon became a Nazir because the Malach told his mother that your son will be a Nazir. A Naziris that was established by a Malach saying that you're a Nazir is a type of a Naziris that can't be lifted. Another pshat that Rashi suggests is that Shimshon was a Nazir from the day he was born. A Nazir that started from the moment a person was born is the type of Naziris that can never be lifted. So again, says the Mishnah, Ma be Nazir Olam, Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Olam, Chachbet Sarah Mekel Batar. If it's too hot for him, if his hair grows too much, he could shave it with a razor. And then on the day that he does that, maybe Shalosh Behemoth, he has to bring the three Kabbonis that every Nazir Tor brings when he completes his Naziris. Imne Nitma, if a Nazir Olam becomes Tameh, maybe Karma Tuma. Again, the halachas that apply to a Nazir when he becomes Tameh apply to him. Nazir Shimshon, Hichbet Saroi, even if his hair becomes unbearable, Ena Mekel, Vim Nitma, Ena Mevi Karban Tuma. The Rosh says, this Gemara that says that a Nazir Olam, when his hair is too heavy on him, he cuts it. The halach is that he could only cut it with a tar, we're not misparayim, only with a razor, not with scissors. And the reason, says the Rosh, is because that we shouldn't take a haircut the same way everyone else takes a haircut. And since everybody takes a haircut with a scissor, he should take a haircut with a razor. And moreover, the Brisker Rav says that what the Mishnah also means to say is that when he takes the haircut, he has to shave it completely, not just take off the hair that's bothering him. The Rambam and the Miri disagree. And they say that because they have a fundamental question. When our Mishnah says that Hichbet Saroi Mekel Batar, what does that mean? That he's obligated to cut his hair in such circumstances? Or does it mean that he's allowed to? And the Michas Chinuch says that what the Rambam opinion is, that even though we're allowing the Nazir Olam to take this type of haircut, he's not obligated to take this type of haircut. And therefore, what the halacha is, that if he wants to take the haircut, there the halacha is, he has to cut it off completely, he has to cut it off completely with tar. There are other Rishonim, the halacha, that say that the Nazir Olam doesn't have to take off all his hair. If he wants to, he may, but he doesn't have to. And then there's a question that the Rishonim debate, and that is, if a Nazir Olam's hair is bothering him, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Does it mean to say that he's obligated to take a haircut, or does the Mishnah mean to say that he's allowed to take a haircut, but he's not obligated to take a haircut? We know that in the Dorim, that if somebody says that he's not going to do something that he's allowed to do, says, for example, we spoke about this extensively when we learned Masechet Nedarim, somebody says that the bread that should be like a carbon, that's expressing a nether with atfosa. By saying that the bread should be like a carbon, therefore the bread becomes awesome to him, just like ketchim are awesome. When we learned Masechet Nedarim, and we learned the halachas of atfosa, the Gemara differentiated between atfosa bedavar hanador and atfosa bedavar asur. Atfosa bedavar hanador means that you connected your nether to something which is another, something that you're not allowed to have because it's also with a nether. The best example, as we just said, would be a carbon. Atfosa bedavar hamutar, bedavar asur means something that's also not because it's a man-made isur, it's also because it's also in a shemayim, like non-kosher food. Says the Gemara, as we get into this Gemara, Nazir Olam man d'chayr shmai. So first the Gemara asks, where was a Nazir Olam mentioned that the Mishnah now wants to know what's the difference between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon? Answers the Gemara, Chsurim Echzer V'Akhtani. Haim Areni Nazir Olam. If somebody says, I'm going to accept upon myself a Nazir Olam, the loch is Hareza Nazir Olam. And now, once we've established that there is such a halachic principle, ask the Mishnah, Mabe Nazir Olam Nazir Shimshon, and to which the Mishnah says, Nazir Olam Hichbet Tzara Mekel Batar, or maybe Sholosh Behemis, Vam Nitma, maybe Karban Tuma, Nazir Shimshon Hichbet Tzaroi, Eina Mekel Batar, Veina Mabri Karban Tuma. Says the Gemara, Karban Hudal Maisi, the Mishnah says that a Nazir Shimshon doesn't bring a carbon. But it seems that the Mishnah says, the Mishnah's opinion is, Aval Nazir is Chaylelei, that he would be usur to become tummy. Ask the Gemara, Mani Masnissen, is that indeed true? If that's the halacha, who is the Tanav Mishnah? Lawyer Behuda Valer of Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Nazir Shimshon, Mutal Tamil Mason. He also the Nazir Shimshon may become tummy. She came at Sina B'Shimshon, Shenitma. In the history of Shimshon, we find that he became Tamei. Rav Shimon Aymer, Haimer Nazir Shimshon, if somebody says that I'm going to be a Nazir Shimshon, Loi Amaklum, it's a meaningless statement, and he's not a Nazir. Shlomit Sina B'Shimshon, Shiyotzen Nazirus Mepiv. As we said earlier, it wasn't Shimshon who accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, it was the Malach who told his parents, you will be a Nazir. So now, ask the Ramani, who is going to be the town of Amishn? Ir Yehuda, if that seems to learn that a Nazir Shimshon may not become Tomei. If we're going to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda, Hamafil Chatchila, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that a Nazir Shimshon may become Tomei. Whereas our Mishnah seems to teach us Imnitma, if he became Tomei, but he's not allowed to become Tomei. Rabbi Shimon, and we certainly can't suggest, ask the Gemara, that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rav Shimon, because Ha'amar, Rav Shimon's opinion is, L'chayla l'nazir's klal, that a person can't become another Shimshon. Answers the Gemara, L'ayla Rav Yehuda. The opinion of our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Vadi the Tani gab another oilam amnitma. Another oilam is not allowed to become Tamei, and therefore the words of Imnitma are most appropriate when we're speaking about another oilam. That's why Tani Nami Gabi Nazir Shimshon, the same words Imnitma. So the Gemara wants to suggest, as we started speaking a moment ago, Lema, that this Machloikas Tanoim, Beplukta Dahani Tanoikam Ifgi, is actually connected to different Machloikas Tanoim. The Tanan. The Braisa teaches us, Harayilai, if somebody says that this loaf of bread should be asur kebechor, just like a bechor of a kosher animal has kedusha in it, why would be the halacha if somebody says a piece of bread should be like a bechor? Rav Yaakov oisur. Rav Yaakov says that it's a valid way of making a neder. Rav Yossi matter. My love. Rav Yehuda says, look, Rav Yaakov, damaloi bin davar an neder. You don't have to make a tfasa with something that's davar an neder. Even with something that's davar asur is a valid hatfasa. And therefore, even though Shimshon, as we said, did not become a nazir because he made the naziris, it wasn't a man-made naziris, it was a naziris min shemayim, still it's considered a valid way of accepting naziris. Whereas, as we explained before, Rav Shimon is going to hold, and Shimshon's naziris was not a man-made naziris, says the Gemara Loi, the kulam bina davar nidr. As we learned in Masechet Nedarim quite extensively, hatfasa will only be valid if you matris bedavar hanidr. So if that's the case, a bechor is not a davar hanidr. A bechor is a bechor from the moment it's born. V'shani gab bechor, the ksibay, the pasuk speaks about the bechor, and the Torah says, ish ki yid ned l'Hashem, and the pasuk says, l'rabbis a bechor, that the bechor has to be, is considered davar hanidr. Because you have to say that you're going to, that this animal should be bechor. Rav Yosef Amaloch, Hahul Hashem, B'boilei L'Rabbis Chatas V'Oshem. Because as we know, a person can't bring a Chatas V'Oshem voluntarily. You only bring a Chatas V'Oshem if the Torah tells you to bring a Chatas V'Oshem. And therefore, the pasuk, so that's why it should not maybe be considered a Dover HaNidr. Because it's not something that I decided to bring, it's something that the Torah demands I bring. Tells us that if you're matvis by chatas v'asham, it's considered a valid hatfasa. Ask the Gemara. So now we have a reason to say a bechor is a davar anidr, because you have to say this is a bechor. And we have a reason to say a chatas v'asham is a davar anidr, because even though you have to bring it, you designate them. So the Gemara asked the question, why when we have this extra posik, Yidu Nedel Hashem, that we're coming to add something, why, asked the Gemara, do we choose to say that if you're matfis, with chatzis for Hashem, it's a good atfasa, but if you're matfis in a bechor, it's not a good atfasa, why don't they say just the opposite? Ma answers the Gemara, Marbani chatzis for Hashem, she came matfis with another, even though I'm obligated to bring a chatzis for Hashem, I am the one that chooses the animals to be the chatzis on Hashem. The bechor is a bechor by itself, without me doing anything. Rav Yaakov, and Rav Yaakov says that if somebody is matvis in a bechor, it's considered a valid atfasa. Why? So Amalach answers Rav Yaakov, bechor nami matvis benedahu. Bechor, as we explained, is also an example where you have to be matvis benedahu. Kedetanya, as the Braisa teaches us, Shabbos Rabbeinu Amru, Menayin Shnoi Loi Bechor B'Toich Edroi. How do we know that if somebody has a Bechor born in his herd, Shemitzvah Lov Lagdishoi, he has a mitzvah to be magdish that animal, Nemar, because the Pasuk says, Kol Bechor Sheyivod B'Bekorcha B'Tzoyincha, Hazochor Tagdish L'Shem Alkecha. So the Torah is very clear that saying that even though the Bechor was born, and the way Rav Shimon Shkop explains the pasuk, that even though there's a concept in every bechor that it's a kaddish min hashamayim, the Torah wants us also to make it kaddish b'day adam. How does Rav Yossi defend himself? We see the bechor does have an element of kedusha min ha'adam. Amalach. And now the mitzvah lagdisha. Yes, Rabbi Yossi agrees, there's a mitzvah to be magdishit. However, what would be the halacha, says Rabbi Yossi, iloi magdish, if you didn't go through this procedure, miloi kaddish, that the halacha is that it's kaddish anyway. And as Tosfos explains, what the Torah means to say is there's a separate mitzvah to declare that this bechor is kaddish. But the Torah does not mean to say that if you didn't say it, it wouldn't have kaddish bechor. Ask the Gemara, but now that we're learning from Hashem that you could be matris in a book Nazir, but it, Nazir also the pasuk says Lashem, and we should learn from that pasuk that if somebody says Hareini Nazir, it should be considered Hareini Nazir Shimshin, it should be considered a valid hatfasa. Answers the Gemara, Hahumi boy lel chetanya. Says the Gemara, that pasuk is needed for what we learned in the Braisa. Omer Shimon HaTzadik, Biyom Mai Lo Yechalti Oshem Nozer Tomei. I never ate a carbon Oshem that a Nozer who became Tomei brought, because he was concerned, explained the Rishonim, that maybe this animal were Chulim Bazara. Because as we discussed in previous Shurim, the halacha is that a Nozer who becomes Tomei has to terminate his Naziris, be counted, he made Tahara, bring Kabonis, and then start all over again. And that wasn't what he intended. And therefore, maybe he regrets on his entire Naziris. And since he regrets his entire Naziris, maybe that Naziris, therefore, should not be considered a Naziris. And therefore, it's the Kabonis should be considered, perhaps, Chulim Bazara. Chutz, there was one exception. There were a person that came from the Dorim, and the Ben Yoyada, the Mashah explains, why does the Gemara have to point out that he came from an Adorim? Because the Gemara says, Chazal teach us, Haroitza Lachachim Yadrim, this person showed that he was a Chacham, and that's why we see he was a Chacham, he came from the Dorim. Yofi Enayim V'toiv Roy, he had beautiful eyes, very good looking. V'kavetzoysa Sudurim Lev Tatalim, he had very nice hair. We know that at the end of Naziris, one has to shave his entire hair. And he was asked, why did you take this upon you? So he said, I was a shepherd for my father. And the Mefarshim point out, why do you have to say for my father? So they explain, because he fulfilled the mitzvah of Kibar Aim, that brought him to the level of Kedusha. Halachti l'shamayim min amayin, and I went to draw water from the well. Neskalkalti b'bushali, and I looked at my image. Upachas yitzri alai, and the Yetzahara wanted to cause me to think and do the wrong thing. Ubikesh l'tardani min oilam, and he wanted me to do something, and I would lose the world. It means oilam haba. As the Eitz Yosef explains, we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Hakinav atavav hakoved, might seen as ha'odam in ha'olam, it means ha'olam haba. The Teres Yisrael actually says that not only does it take you out from ha'olam haba, it even takes you out from ha'olam haza. You don't even have ha'olam haza. What makes you feel so arrogant? Shayf chaliyah esrim of talei, we know that the end of a person is that he dies and he turns into worms. Ha'avoydah, so he made a shvua, shagelcha l'shamayim, that he, I will become a nazir and cut my hair l'shem shamayim. Says Rav Shimon, amadati v'neshakti v'l'roisha, I got up and kissed him. Amadati lo, k'moyscha yibu nazirim b'Yisrael, there should be more people like you in Klai Yisrael. Alecha kasv aymer, you are the person that the Torah referred to when the Torah says, ish kiafli ninda nazir, Lazer Lashem. You're the type of person that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants should be a Nazir. And therefore, what you did is most appropriate. And as I saw, the Sefer Chochmas HaMetzpin explains the Gemara. The tzaddikim, what's the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha? He explains the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha is a tzaddik views every challenge as a very serious challenge. As the Gemara says, tzaddikim look at the Yetzirah nidbalem kahar. And since the Yetzirah is so difficult for them to take over, they do different things to prevent the Yetzirah from being able to have hashpo over them. The Rishoyim, on the other hand, look at the Yetzirah as meaningless, like a thread. And therefore, they don't spend their time doing things to prevent the Yetzirah from being prevailing over them. And the Pre-Tzaddik explains this Gemara. Rav Shimon saw that this person was doing what he did L'Shem Shemayim. So the way the Pre-Tzaddik explains the Gemara, I understand, is that we've been learning, and we will continue learning, is being a Nazir a positive, or is being a Nazir not a positive? So what Rav Shimon said was, I'm not sure of being a Nazir is positive. We learned that a Nazir is considered a chayta. So I don't want to eat the carbon of a nazir because maybe what he did was an aveira. And why would I want to participate in a carbon that a person who deliberately did an aveira? But this nazir I saw was sincere in his naziris. When I see a person is sincere in his naziris, I know that that's the carbon that I may eat from, because his naziris was a truly sincere naziris.